Mana, Malone, Malo Elelei, Talofa Lava, Nissan Pulvinaka, Pakalofa Lahiat.
Te ama Pacifica Health.
Once again, here we are, Te Ama Pacifica Health radio program. Praise the Lord for his beautiful gift of life, the air that we breathe, rain and the sunshine, trees, flowers that bloom in our gardens, birds that are singing on the trees. Thank you, Lord. You are our creator, good, loving, and faithful always. Good morning and welcome to our beautiful listeners. I trust that you've all had an enjoyable week and a weekend with your families, children, and friends, happy and healthy. Now, as always, we will start our program with a word of prayer. E fa talofa atu le mamalo la tu pacifica le netai au matungo fie la mataina la tatu pokala me le tatalo. Dear loving Father in heaven, we come before you in humble prayers before we start this Te Ama radio program. We realize without your blessings and your presence, we would not be able to succeed with the plans for today's program. Please bestow your grace and divine wisdom to all our listeners so that we can enjoy sharing of health information to help us improve healthy lifestyles and share the greater glory of your love in Jesus. Bless also our families in our communities. Grant them peace and happiness as they go about their activities. Bless the people around the globe that they may enjoy peace and goodness of your love. In Jesus' beautiful name I pray. Amen. So welcome again to Te Ama Pacifica Health Community Radio Show. This is Fale Fangamalo Melepuka. I am your host and producer with my beautiful technician and panel operator right next to me, Madam Lutila Kalolo Tuailoa. And our topic today is about the importance of love, 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 right? We talk about that. And then what comes to mind to start us off is the John 3:16, which I think is a very popular one. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. So love is the precious gift. But let me read this verse before I introduce to you our very special guest this morning. It says, make me a channel of your peace. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there's despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, every joy. O Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, in giving to all men that we receive, and in dying that we are born to eternal life. So it is my pleasure and a privilege and honor to introduce to you our guest speaker this morning. It is Albert Woodgrove, Wolf Graham. pardon me, and Chantel Matafel. Welcome, Dalo Falava, and Malo Elele.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
So, I am now again. Some of you may remember that one of the things that I like doing is put people on the spot. So we're talking about love, 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 love. So I think that should be easy enough. And we're going to let Albert and Chantel share with us about their understanding of love. Over to you, Albert. Thank you.
Yes, love, that word. Something that everyone struggles with that in this world today. And we haven't got enough of it. We need more of it. And the thing is, a lot of us don't really understand what it really means. To a lot of people, it will mean love to them will mean their kind of way. And I have my own understanding what love is, and everyone else has their own. But the thing is, that's the problem, is that what may be love to me may not be love to you. And again, saying that's the problem we have in the world today. So love to me is not what comes from me or how I think it is. It's got to be come from something greater than me, than all of us. And we all know who that person is. The God Almighty, his understanding what love is. So we need a standard to go by, what love is. So the standard to me is what God, his standard that we should go by. When I say I love God, it's not so much I love God as God loving me, because his understanding of love is eternal, it's infinite, and so we go by that, and so that's love, that's how I measure it by, so that I carry that to people I live with, my wife, my children, people around me. So I try and measure up to that love that God has set the standard. And yeah, in the world today it's all out there in the way people think love is, and can be a bit confusing. Yeah, so I try to, I mean everyone does, you know, we're not perfect. We try our best to be loving people. And Chantel, what
I
do you
agree
think?
Of it. Love to me, for me, love is, I'll relate it to what we do for work. So me and Albert work in the mental health public sector, and for us, we have a love of serving the community. We love helping people, with people with passion. We don't see it as a job. And we come into work every day knowing that we're here to serve and love one another, show everyone this is how you should treat each other. And same with family too. You love your family, you serve, and you don't expect anything in return. And I think, because our love for, that's our understanding of love, and also the greatest love of all coming from God, it helps us do our job properly, to have compassion, empathy, and love for our service users, then the service that we can provide to the community.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
No, that's great. So there's another text that comes to me, is John 13, verse 34, and it says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another." Yeah. They said, Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you. So we are talking about love and knowing what you're doing, the work that you do. Am I right to say that's the drive for you?
That is the drive.
Oh, definitely. You know, you got to have that. Otherwise, you can't. We can't do our work. Yeah. You got to be able to go the extra mile with the people we serve. Yeah. You know, we you know, you got to have the compassion and joy and love to help people, because when we help our people, they can see us. They can see through us. They know you're genuine or not, and if you are genuine and we want to help, then you can work much better, and it's all part of healing for them. You know, they need to be with people who want to give love, not take it away, you know.
No.
Yeah.
So, okay, Chantel, so is there anything else on top of love that you would... Like what Albert is saying, is part of healing, which is, for me, before you know, say what you think about love, I think that is the best medicine that you can give.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Yes. Yeah.
Chantel?
I think you've both covered it. I agree, and I was just about to say exactly what Albert said too. And yeah.
I mean, I think we can sit here and we can talk about all the formula about how to get people better. And it's just simple love.
Yeah.
Just show love.
Yeah.
Whatever that may be in our action and how we help people.
Yes.
That gets through to people more than anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm. You know, like, I know that Albert is very passionate about what he's doing. Why I know this, because when I first met him, you know, you don't go to sleep at night and think, oh, I'm just going to wake up and do whatever I like, you know. Yeah. You go to sleep thinking, I'm waking up tomorrow morning to go and help somebody.
Yes.
To live. Yeah. And I always say that it's a beautiful gift, it's a miracle that we are sitting right here, right now, looking at each other, because people didn't wake up this morning. And tonight, people will go to sleep. They wouldn't even know that it's their last good night.
Yeah.
Because people go to sleep and don't wake up at all the next morning. So this is beautiful, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's a miracle that we are sitting here.
Mm.
And to see you express your love by actually coming out of your home to go to help somebody in the community so they can have a better day, so they can have a better life.
Yeah.
That's what life is all about. Me, myself, I'm doing this. This is community work that we're doing.
Mm.
And that's why I don't give you any opportunity to run away.
Come here. On the spot, like she said.
You know, because of your love. Yeah. So that's the reason, that's the drive why we wake up, to be able to help somebody to live. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. So I've seen your work, you know, Albert Narasov, who comes out. I know his profession. He's an accountant. Mm-hmm. I'm a consultant. You know, we don't tell people that when we do this kind of work in mental health, we don't tell them this kind of language. He's an accountant. And my husband, straight away, he saw him and he said, but he's an accountant. What is he doing here? Because he has love for people.
Yeah.
You know, come out of the office where he sits there with his pen and calculator and what else, you know, with money. He would rather be with people. I understand that because I do the same, you know. Yes. So there you go. Now, Chantel, that's why you're doing what you're doing, right?
Yes.
Okay, tell us.
For the community.
Yeah. That's all right.
You're putting me on the spot here.
Our beautiful listeners, I'm actually putting Chantel on the spot. She's never been in the studio this any time at all. So I'm trying to say to her, come on, show your passion by talking. So I know you listeners, you know me by now, the way that I do the interview and putting people on the spot. So because we won't have this time again. Hopefully next time you come, that you will be in here to tell the people your love and support to the community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we only have 20 minutes for the whole time to talk about love. So I'll give it back to you, Albert, before we come to the end.
Mm.
20 minutes gone, you believe it? So I'll give it to you to summarize, you know, just the word love, and then we'll come to the end.
Okay, all right, there's a song that I used to sing I mean, there's a lot. I love music. I love songs. And you hear songs about love. And one song goes, if you love somebody, set them free. You know, all you need is love. And so on and so on. But it's one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Love, that is the greatest of all. Like, you can be a clashing cymbal, make a lot of noise, but if you haven't got love, you're nothing. And going on Mother's Day, it reminds me of my mother. She said that you need love for everything. She's now passed on.
Yeah.
But she left to me a good example. A woman's always a good example to men. And she was one of them in my life, and she always showed love to people. She didn't travel around the world or did great things, but she was just a mother who put food on the table and made sure we got out, clothed us and that. And that was a great expression of love to me in an early age, that you just be... make sure you care for people, the elderly, the sick, the young people, and the poor, and that you always put people before you, and be humble, show love, that always respect those who are older than you, and so love, it's there, and it's what we all need, and we know God is love, and we need God to have love. Without love, we can't do anything. It's like the air we breathe. No air, we die. Same with love. No love, we die. So, and it's like COVID, love should be like that.
It spreads.
It spreads. Yeah, so all you people out there, offer atu and take care and be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chantel, would you like to say goodbye? Okay, that's fine. Thank you. You're mentioning Mother's Love, which is Mother's Day. You know, Mother's Love is a love that I don't know how to compare it to, because mothers will die for their children, right?
Yeah.
They will die for because of love. If they could, they would.
Yeah.
You know? And so it reminds me of the love of God, Albert, that you have mentioned, the love of God. You know, that Jesus died on the cross. I wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? Only God can do that for us. So, in conclusion, tune in to Te Ama Health Pacifica Community Radio Program every Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. on Planet FM 104.6. Nothing makes a new day more beautiful and promising than having the right heart, the right spirit, the right mind, and the right strength from God. So now I want to say thank you very much to Albert and Chantel, and to our listeners, this is Fale Fangamalo Mele Melipuka. Until then, take good care with love and abundant blessings to you all. Malo Soifua. Malo Aupito.
Malo.
Thank you for having us, Fale.